My body is wonderful. My body is worthy of the highest and the best. My body is truly worthy of the highest and the best. And it is a wonderful thing to have it be the highest and the best. How can I consider my body being worthy of the highest and best? What are the things that go into making my body the highest and the best? What are the things that go into making my body the most wonderful experience that I could ever have in my life? Well, good breathing, good thinking, good drinking, good eating, good sleeping, good exercise, but above all, good thinking. My body is worthy of the highest and the best. Do I recognize this well enough to realize that this truly is very important? Do I recognize that my body is worthy of the highest and best, that this is very important, because I am living in my body? I'm spending every moment in my body. I'm not in the world. Theoretically, I'm in the world, but I'm not in the world. I am in my body. Yum. What am I doing in my body? What sort of things are going on in my body? Well, I'm living here. I'm eating here. I'm breathing here. I'm thinking here. I'm acting here. I'm sleeping here. I'm exercising here. I'm doing everything in my body. Now, as I do these things in my body, do I really recognize what I'm doing? Do I really recognize what's going on in my body when I do that? Do I realize that when I give myself the opportunity for good breathing, by breathing deeply and breathing significantly, wonderful things happen? If I have high blood pressure, and my blood pressure is above what I want it to be, not significantly, but just enough above what I want it to be, how can I start putting my blood pressure into the proper tenor that I want it to be? Well, by breathing deeply, by breathing significantly, regularly, every moment of the day. I can breathe sort of shallow breathing as I normally do, and this shallow breathing will continue to put enough oxygen in my system to let me be comfortable, but it won't make me into the ideal being that I am. It won't service the ideal man that is calling for all of the oxygen that it can have. It's calling for all of the breath that it can have. And that breath comes only because I care. I train myself to breathe deeply, to think about breathing, and put as much of my attention into my breathing as I can so that I breathe wisely and well. Now, many cultures teach breathing. Breathing exercises are quite common. And many medical doctors teach breathing too. They say breathing is terribly important for good health. And when we breathe harmoniously, we are doing ourselves one of the greatest blessings we could ever imagine. Breathing deeply is something that we all can do. Now, it's not so you're panicking for that last breath. It's breathing significantly deeply. The Hindus like to press their one nostril and breathe in, and press the other nostril and breathe out, and breathe in through the mouth, or breathe out through the mouth, and breathe in through the noses, breathe out through the nose. They like to do all these things because they know that is developing within them a habit of good breathing. And good breathing makes sound lungs, a sound body. Everything in your body does not only depend on breathing, but requires good breathing for all the oxygen, all of the benefit, all of the breath that it can possibly get. Drinking is another good thing. Now, before we leave breathing, let's just make this comment. You cannot breathe bad air. You think good air all the time. I'm always breathing good air. I'm always breathing perfect air. I'm always breathing the ideal air. I'm always breathing that. Now, as I say that to myself, as I know that for myself, I am doing that. And as I am doing that, it is done. And this is for the start of good breathing. Now, another avenue is good drinking. What do I put into my body to coexist with the fluids that are already there, the blood, the lymph fluids, and all the other activities that are going on within my ideal, wonderful body? Do I put pure, beautiful water by my mental attitude that is pure? Dogs can drink and drain water and other things like that, and their body is conditioned to handle it and dump whatever isn't beneficial to them and keep what's beneficial to them. Well, we haven't trained ourselves to do that, but we can. We can train ourselves, not that we're going to drink ditch water, but we can train ourselves that we drink pure water. All water that we drink is pure, no matter where the water comes from. Our water is purified by our thought before we drink it. Our water is purified by our attitude before we drink it. And when we drink any water, it is the ideal water. Now, some waters are poisoned, and some waters are put contrary to our highest good, and would make us work exceedingly hard to purify the water once we put it in our body. Such water is whiskey. Such water is alcohol. Such water is anything that is not pure. And, of course, this includes coffee and includes all these various other things that we put in our body. And our body has to work to filter out the coffee, filter out these things, and of course, the caffeine and other things that come along with the coffee go into our system, and the alcohol that goes into our system completely changes the metabolism of our body from an absolutely wonderful, pure being that our body is truly worthy of the highest and best, from that absolutely pure being to a very hard-working body to take care of all those things that it doesn't really need. Now, another avenue is good eating. Do we have good choices in foods that we eat? Do we eat foods that are beneficial to our body, that are uplifting to our body? Or do we eat foods that are downgrading to our body? Now, it's not a matter of whether you're a vegetarian or not. It's not a matter of whether you're following any particular diet that might be on the market or any program that might be available. What it matters is, what is your mental attitude? What is your mental attitude? Do you eat because you're hungry, or do you eat because you want to put desirable food in your body to benefit your body? And surely, if you want to put desirable food in your body to benefit your body, it doesn't really matter what that food is, because that food from your consciousness is desirable. Now, are you really able to put desirable food in your body? Are you really able to understand what kind of food you should be eating that is the most beneficial to you? Ask your body. Ask your mind, ask yourself, your physical being, what is it that I like? Is this tasty, or is this like your first cigar or your first beer, and you drink that, yuck, yuck, who would want that? And this should be what we have all of our life, a yuck, yuck, who would want that? And we only take into our body that which is harmonious with it, that which is beneficial. Anything which is a drug, anything which is a narcotic, anything which is something that is going to harm our body or cause our body to operate in a way that is not pure and beautiful and wonderful, should be avoided. But this is something each of us has to do for ourselves. We each have what we know in our body are needs, like babies. They know they need certain things, and they will chew on their crib. They'll chew on everything, and they will take whatever they want. And our cats, they take a mouse, and they take a mouse, and they make sure the bile ducts and things that are going to be not beneficial to them are left out. They don't eat it. tigers and lions and wild animals, they basically do the same thing. They leave behind that part of the animal, which is that part which filtered the poisons out of their system, and they don't take those. Our eating habits should be as wise as the animals. They have, by intuition, they know what they should do, and we do too. We have the same intuition to know what foods are beneficial for us. Have we thought about our sleeping habits? Do we sleep beautifully? Before we go to bed at night, do we watch violent movies on television? Do we read books on murder mysteries? Or do we do things that are not uplifting to our sleep time? Or do we read a meditative book? Or do we sit in meditation? Or do we have a prayer time? Do we have a time of listening to quality music that makes us feel relaxed and peaceful and good? As we prepare for sleep, we should prepare in such a way that all is good and all is very good for us, and we're not having ourselves in with a lot of violence that keeps us from having happy dreams and happy thoughts. But sleep will not come when we are anxious and when we are worried, when we are concerned, when we have not said to the world before we went to sleep, "All is in divine order, and I release all into its divine pattern right now. I release all things into the divine way, and let the divine way be, and let it be something beneficial for me." Oh, yes, good exercise is important, too, for us to walk every day and for us to use our body mentally and physically, for us to bend over and pull a weed out of the soil instead of getting down on our knees to do it. And just learn to do all sorts of exercises that can be so helpful and so beneficial. There's many exercise programs that are simple and beautiful and significant, and many that are done on a religious basis too that might be developing your spiritual understanding. But above all, good thinking is ideal, primary, and necessary for my body. My body is worthy of the highest and best. My body is worthy of the highest and best, above all, good thinking. And this good thinking is thinking beautiful thoughts about myself, starting with it, realizing that whatever I do in the present is the most important thing in the world, because now is the only time there is. And I live in this present moment, and I let the world and all that has been with it be past. I don't worry about the past. I only concern myself with my loving awareness of the present. And as I live in good thinking in the present, I am a benefit to myself and my world, because I am blessed by my good thinking, and all in my world, which means everybody in the universe, is blessed by my good thinking, and all are uplifted. It is truly something magnificent, wonderful, marvelous, beautiful, something that I would like to really be aware of all the time, that my body is worthy of the highest and best. And as I say and know and respond to the concept that my body is worthy of the highest and best, I treat my body as though it were the most beautiful automobile in the world, the most expensive vehicle in the world. It is the most wonderful vehicle in the world. I am going to, for instance, go into outer space in the spaceship. So I'm going to make sure that spaceship is perfect in every respect, because I want to be able to come back. Well, our bodies are like a spaceship. They take us from inner space to outer space, and we would like to be able to come back to our inner space. Well, when we take good care of our bodies and we realize that everything that we put in, everything that we do relative to our body, is a benefit leading us to our higher spiritual consciousness. And we can enjoy that higher spiritual consciousness today as we never dreamed possible before, because that higher spiritual consciousness is ours and is ours now. Join with me in the recognition that this higher spiritual consciousness is available to us by our choice, by our good breathing, drinking, eating, sleeping, exercise, but above all, our good thinking. Have a lovely day, and know that I see you all in divine order now.